on the Shy was when the old nigga told Emmett, I can't believe you out here selling chicken in my chicken shack. That type of shit. And they had the altercation at the block part.
Man, Sonny
was
tripping.
Plus, there's that friend you can't talk to when you're watching a show because they don't keep up.
Oh, I'm that friend that don't give a damn.
Yeah, because I'm behind. But I just want to know where the fuck Brandon is, first and foremost. She bullshitting.
What do you mean where Brandon is? Brandon, I mean,
not where Brandon is, but who killed Brandon, rather?
It don't matter.
I need to know.
Don't matter.
It do matter.
It don't. You know why I don't?
I need closure.
That's why his mom took up and left town. They picked up bro whole storyline and got him the hell out of there.
And can't find shit since. It's weird.
Weird as fuck. But you're going to enjoy the next episode.
Listen, man. I hope, as long as they keep Luke James out of that shit, I'll enjoy it.
The next episode was satisfying. Except for that sex scene.
Let's hope so, Lena.
Weird.
You see Lena running for mayor?
Oh, my God.
In a zoot suit? Go ahead, bro.
Now you're listening to NWO Podcast.
He's a knitter!
No, I'm not a knitter! No! Ladies and gentlemen, niggas
and niggas. Who can work after
that? That's why he was over there doing that shit, bro. I want some work.
Welcome back.
That's funny. Ahead,
man, new life.
Bitch, you need some niggas, I know. With the beans.
I swear, yeah.
Bitch, you want some niggas, I know. With the beans.
Man, new life.
Bitch, you need some niggas, I know. With the beans.
I swear, yeah.
Bitch, you want some niggas, I know. With the beans.
Man, new life.
Nigga, with a pin, nigga, with a pin, nigga, with a pin, nigga, with a pin, nigga, nigga, with a pin, 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 bitch, you need a pin, you should get them from these niggas. You should get them from these niggas.
Man, new life.
Bitch, you need a pin, you should get them from these niggas. Hey. You should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pin, you should get them from these niggas. Ooh, me, Ricky, Bennett, and Chris. Real niggas record just like this. We stay in it, don't matter the day. To my far right is my real bae, Shay. She came here to preach to y'all. Real niggas stand, we never fall. I'm gonna grind so I can ball. Then put my... balls. Real niggas fumble, but I'm back. You just can't say that. My shit is whack. I'm working so hard, this basket I attack. And I'm getting these racks. And I'm smoking a pack. Filling my money sack. And you cannot deal with that. Flip like an acrobat. Collecting a check, bitch. Am I hungry? The answer is yes, bitch. I'm at the gym. You see that I flex, bitch? Eat in the morning. Eat in that breakfast. Real niggas come through. Hoodie and all. I'm feeling great. Feeling goody and all. Have a three-way. You know what we say. In the building, in the custom, homie BJ. He pulled out his phone, but it's too late, nigga. He tried to get some, shit. I tried to catch the moment.
He tried to catch the Instagrams. This would be good on the story.
Manula,
I swear,
Manula.
You don't forget mad at him for being flat at the end.
That's not my song. Okay. That's a team effort.
All right,
nigga, I was just singing for 4 minutes. Fuck y'all.
That was four.
Fuck,
that
was four. For 4 minutes? Yeah, you were singing, that's a problem?
Bitch, I ain't no singer. I'm a Potter.
A fan of fucking Michael Jackson.
Singing for 4 minutes.
Don't you hear you
don't
now.
Don't you ever compare me to Michael Jackson.
Complaining about
don't
singing
you ever
for 4 minutes.
Me to Michael Jackson. Don't be disrespectful.
He wouldn't accept what you're saying right now.
He wouldn't take it.
He wouldn't accept it. He's a perfectionist.
There's no place in his heart for this.
He's the one. He's the only.
What? What does that mean?
We can have a whole podcast about Mike if you want.
Are we ready to have a conversation about how Janice is a better dancer than him? Are we ready to have this talk today?
Guys, all right, guys.
I heard MC Hammer was like right up there too.
I'm just saying,
what the fuck
have
we seen
Rhythm Nation? Can Mike Rhythm Nation, my nigga?
Can Janice Smooth Criminal remember the time?
Do you remember the hammer dance?
Can she lean? Is that what you're asking right now?
Yeah. No. She can't lean.
I'm sorry, Ben. We cut you off.
If you think Janet's a better dancer, then you must think Sierra is too.
No, I'm just trying to rile Ricky up. I don't think Janet's a better.
I'm not gonna do it today. We have company today. I ain't gonna do it. We have company. I ain't gonna do it today.
American plug in the building.
I've got family in the building.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me. And I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus,
yo,
Ricky the Prince.
Wagwan.
Vegan Trap Lord. And we have a special guest in the building tonight. None other than Shay Bay in the building. How you doing?
I'm great. Good. How are you guys doing?
Vibing. Good. Great to have you.
We're really happy to have you back. We had a great time last time you were here.
Well, she was never here, but...
No, she was here.
On the Straight Raw podcast.
We were on Straight Raw.
This is That's where we're
talking about your podcast.
Yeah, every time we link up.
Okay.
But it was great.
It was lit as fuck.
Yeah. Man.
We were laughing my ass off, but I remember.
We was drinking fruit smoothies, higher than a motherfucker.
That's right.
That was a time.
Shout out my
man.
Nigga Fresher.
Yes.
Shout out to Fresher, man.
Shout out Wilhelmina Jones.
I saw Fresher today.
Cool ass nigga, bro.
He's a good guy.
Ricky threatened me, so I had to make sure I was here.
Absolutely.
Do you feel safe? Are you okay? Because he's a fucking brute.
No, I feel safe. I'm good.
Good. Because I
blink twice if you don't.
I'll throw him the fuck out of here. Just say less.
You are say it. You are safe with me. Is that Jamaican, Chris? That's
that Jamaican.
I think it sound like fucking Rafiki talking about. Is that Jamaican? You are safe with me. The power of the Black Panther has been stripped away.
Oh shit! I said, "Is that Jamaican?" My bad. Patois. I hate when niggas say, "Is that Haitian?" My bad.
That's fair. That's
speak
fair.
Haitian.
Yeah,
that's fair. Speak Haitian, huh? Shit ain't
you
nice.
Speak it Spanish,
bro. I saw a video. Speak it Spanish.
You speak it Spanish.
You know what I admire about like the Hispanics that come here, like. I love the fuck you to assimilation. Like, oh, you don't pick a bunny? Fine, I'll pick a bunny to somebody else, bro. I'm not gonna learn.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna learn this old puss ass shit.
Nah, yeah.
I'm not gonna learn pronouns and shit, nigga. Fuck that shit.
They're not with that shit, bro.
I'm finna go to a city where the signs are Spanish. Fuck you, nigga.
You could tell these motherfuckers, you don't speak Spanish. They still carry on speaking Spanish to you.
Because you gotta get with it.
Yeah.
See.
You know what? I never understood why people get mad at motherfuckers for not understanding English. And maybe like it's because I'm a kid of an immigrant, so I'm sensitive. But it's like, why are you mad? They don't know it.
They're mad because they're white.
What you? No, nigga, I've seen niggas do this too.
Yeah,
that pussy nigga don't even talk English. What are they supposed to do? First of all, anybody that speaks more than one is a genius.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but you can't. It's not no Haitian or Jamaican niggas being getting mad at that.
Nah, they do that with Spanish
no.
People.
Really?
I've seen Haitians learn English and be awesome. Well, why the fuck can't you learn it too?
I mean, that's a valid point, but I mean,
my mother's one of those people. My mother has no love. My father has been here since the 70s and talks like niggas who still live in Haiti. My mother's a fucking scholar, so she resents like get off your fucking ass and learn a fucking book.
Yeah, my dad just speaks Spanish back to them.
My mother does that Spanish shit too.
Yeah. It's not their fault. They can understand the language. what would you want from me?
My dad tries to do. He tries to speak Spanish too, though. He only knows one fucking word. He only knows tranquila.
They know what every other niggas don't know. That when Hispanics see that you speak Spanish, they will give you a better price. That is the national.
Yes,
rule.
Yes. That's a fact.
That's what I'd be telling people.
They love niggas that speak Spanish or try. They just fuck with that shit heavy.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to just throw random words out.
Except the Trump supporters. Some of them Cubans don't give a fuck.
You're a nigga. Yeah, no. I have. I know blacks who speak Spanish at home, buddy. You're not different.
Mm-hmm. Actually, in my country, we hate you.
It's actually why we left. Okay, so I saw this shit going wild on Twitter today. And I thought it was made for great conversation. This lady said that if I have to go half on my vacation, I won't have any energy to suck any dick. I would have used all my energy to reach in my wallet. Hold up, Shay. I love your face.
She agrees.
Right? And then so there was just a back and forth about whether or not you should split a romantic vacation in half. A gentleman also responded. He said, "You won't split a vacation, but you'll go to Miami and sleep like sardines in a can. Godspeed, beloved."
That's a bar. Let me hit him with the shaker.
So, two very Shea distinct face. Stances, right?
It's title. Mm-hmm.
I just kind of want to know where everybody stands. Let me go Ben first. Do you think it's reasonable or unreasonable that a woman does not want to split halvesies on a romantic vacation?
Okay, so where I immediately went to is if I invited her, like sent the invitation, like telling her to come with me, well, then she should have every right not to expect to pay a fucking dime, in my honest opinion. But if we're friends, if we're like, well, then it wouldn't be a vacation if we're friends. But
if we Google Airbnbs together, bitch, you paying?
If we plan together, we pay together.
If we plan together, we pay together. That's
how I see it.
That might be a good title.
That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. That's all right. That's logical. Shay, my dear, where do you stand?
Cash money for
life. She grabbed her drink with you. I love this shit.
Take that sip first.
Bring smoke, huh?
I think it really does depend on that level, like what Ben said. I mean, if you're asking me to go on a vacation, keyword vacation, what am I paying for? You're asking me to go. I mean, let's be honest here. But if we're in a full-blown relationship, we've been together for some years now, I don't see the problem with that then.
But if it's early bay ship and you're inviting me, you got to pay the tab. I think that's fair.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair. Chris doesn't think it's fair.
I don't think it's fair.
Bring the smoke, gentlemen.
It's confusing.
Talk to me.
So before the relationship gets serious, the man is expected to just put all his financial stability on the line because he got to foot the bill to take you to whatever island that you decided was the nicest, because at the end of the day, he's going to have a selection and you get to choose. So he gets to pay for whichever island you believe is the best, right? Mm-hmm. After paying for the island you think is the best, he gets to pick the hotel or resort that you think is the best, because you're going to get to choose that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get there now, he's going to have to foot the bill for every the food, the travel, the tourism, all the things that you're going to want to do. Because all he's going to want is a little pussy, but you're going to want to go.
Little. Not a little. Not a little. Hold on. Yeah, yeah.
No, listen to me.
I
listen
want a whole
to
heap
me.
Of pussy.
Yeah. Listen to me. Okay?
I want big pussy. I don't want little pussy.
Why can't we use that as the title? What are the rules?
Put Garfield on the cover.
You can spell it totally different. But nah, I just feel like if you're going to pay for everything and the relationship is not serious, and then when it does get serious, now we're going to decide to split. That's a lot of investment on my part. Because suppose I pay for this and then we get there and the trip just don't work out the way it should.
That is my only... I feel about that the way I feel about dates. I have no problem paying for all of this if I know this is going to result in some pussy. I don't want to pay for this and maybe get some pussy. That's not good enough for me. It's not worth. It's not a return on my investment.
It's a terrible investment.
Personally. It's a bad investment.
And that's what I'm hearing when you say that.
If I pay for the five-day cruise and we fuck for the 5 days, this is money well spent here. Okay? I exhausted everything that I came here to do. All right. If I pay for 5 days of uncertainty,
true.
I want 50%.
If we go half and half, and you show me the time of my life, I'll pay the whole thing next time.
He said next time. Because,
you know, so we're going to have to do it again.
That was her trial period.
As a woman, I come prepared regardless.
I know that. But
I don't come with that expectation because guess what? It can always end up being that situation. So guess what? I'm going to have my own. So
it's just they have their own,
of course, and their own is usually more than what you have.
But once once they pull out that debit card, the whole temperature changes. Once they swipe,
yep,
it's just different now. The vibes are different.
Pussy gets a little bit dry.
A little bit drier. The vibes are completely
a lot bit drier.
She could swipe. She will swipe. But man, you just swiped your chances of pussy away.
Nothing makes good pussy go drier than a woman having to pull out her own debit card.
That's dry swipe?
Dry swipe. Oh, I hurt myself.
I don't know how I can make that graphic work, but I want dry swipe.
Yeah.
I want dry swipe.
That's the one.
I want that as a title.
You want to know the cert?
That has to be the title.
Oh, my God.
I just think if you are in the early stages of vacation, it's not even your wifey yet, like, why am I going to pay for all of this shit? And I don't even know if I like you like that yet.
I'm about to put it like,
not only that, it's... You want to go as well. This is some shit that you want to do. We both want to do this. Why I got to fucking foot the whole bill? For what? I'm not doing that. Now, if we're in a relationship with everyone now, you know, of course, you know, you can figure out how you're going to do it. But just because this is in the beginning don't mean the guy got to pay.
Those same type of situations lead to when, all right, y'all go to this island now and she's not trying to fuck. And all of a sudden you done foot the bill. So you feeling like, well, damn, I foot the bill because I thought you was fucking. So now we over here looking at each other like Future and the nigga in the studio like,
man, if I gotta drop two bands to take you on an island to beat, I don't want to beat. I'm good. If I can't beat it for a lot of them, I'm straight.
I guess that just goes back to the question they always ask. Should the woman even accept the invitation then?
I mean, be mindful.
What was the first part of the question? You said, like, what was the
like, go on the vacation, basically. If that's not what she wants to do.
As far as fuck the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, then no, she shouldn't accept. I'm not going to fucking take you to fucking Cabo to fucking go fucking frolic on the beach with you. I'm going to try to frolic in that pussy.
Because I see this question all the time on Twitter.
Because I think, I've always thought the question was ridiculous because I don't think any man is inviting you on vacation for friendship.
No.
And I don't think any woman really believes that. But also... It's everybody's fault for taking a flight with gray areas.
Right.
Yeah.
Before I get on a plane, you know I know.
You know the intentions.
Because I can't. I don't have the kind of disposable income where I can swipe and then figure it out later. That's not how.
That's goofball shit.
That's not how my account, my savings is set up. I can't do that. We have to know.
We have to know
very early.
And that's part of the problem because I feel like a lot of niggas don't really know how to read the room or read the woman that they talking to.
Because
it's a simple question, are you? No matter what conversation, too.
No matter what you do, she's not obligated to do shit for you.
They're scared.
Yeah, she's not obligated to do shit for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, why are you? What you scared of?
I don't know. I don't.
No. I know you're not scared. But like, what the fuck is there to be scared of?
I guess some niggas see it like, okay, you know, sometimes when you're on the fence with a woman. I guess they feel like if you take her out to this trip, then that guarantees you. You know, you get over that hump.
I feel like the fear comes from actually having that conversation about sex and it going left because she could be liable to say no and just drop everything. Like,
but see, that sounds like a weird nigga who's unsure whether or not he's even like in the running. Like,
yeah,
nigga, like,
yeah.
Like,
so you have no business talking about vacations at all. If you're in that situation, you have no business talking about a vacation.
But then it can also, I don't think I'm the kind of guy to vacation with somebody I've never had sex with either. Like, I personally don't think that's appropriate.
Now
that I'm thinking about it, like, I think. Yeah, like, but.
It has to be.
That's what I'm saying, no grayers. You have to talk about
it. It has to be.
What makes it a vacation?
Booty ass every day.
Booty ass every day. I didn't get it. Yeah, booty ass. I mean, like, if you're on a vacation, I'm assuming you know we're about to be doing bay shit.
Yeah.
That's why we call it this. It's specifically for this thing.
I'll say it
I've
again.
Never seen the words vacation put together and sex not.
Yeah, it's guaranteed sex.
So then now, if we know that this is a vacation and she's coming there with the intent to smash, is she ridiculous for saying, you should foot that bill, bro. I'm coming here to fuck.
Still, yeah.
If that's the, if I know I'm getting the time of my life, I might be more willing to pay for it.
I can have that same. That pussy don't feel no different because we're on vacation.
It's not about whether
that pussy
or not
feel the same
different.
In Miami and in Fort Lauderdale. What
absolutely,
the fuck she talking about?
But that's not the point.
So we go to Hawaii. The pussy feels different. Fuck out of here, man.
That pussy feel different.
Right
on
here in Myanmar, that pussy
bro.
Felt the same. Yeah, right here in Myanmar.
On it.
Fuck out of here.
That shit feel different.
I ain't footing a $2,000 bill
for
the same pussy.
It feel different, bro.
When we get back to Myanmar, that pussy gonna feel the same like it did in fucking in
it ain't
Hawaii.
About that.
That
that's
Fiji
not what
fucking
it's about.
Is different, bro.
She squeezed it tighter, bro. She squeezed that bitch tighter on vacation. You don't understand.
Yeah, boys, go ahead and have that shit, bro. I'm
Fiji
good.
Fucking is different, dog.
Hey, man. Fiji fucking, bro. Fiji fucking is different, bro. Paris piping is different, bro.
Bali bubble, yeah.
Singapore sex is different, bro. You understand?
It's the change of
slutter out in
Ricky.
Singapore.
Six AF pussy never failed me. So.
Greasy in Greece.
I don't know what y'all niggas talking about. Y'all can have that shit. Y'all can have that shit.
Nigga, I'm good. Niggas want to grease in Greece.
Grease in Greece ain't bad.
Hey, you can put grease in the frying pan. That's easy.
It looks
that's
greasy.
Easy.
Oh shit!
Let me see where I go with this.
That's funny.
All right, Richard, what is your definition of loyalty?
Loyalty. I think my definition of loyalty is someone who's gonna fucking stand up for you when you're not there. Like when when your back is turned and niggas is talking bad about you, they're gonna defend you while you're not around. And when I need you the most, you're there for me. That's loyalty to me. Niggas be switching up when you're not around. Niggas be switching up when girls come around. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a fact. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Niggas act real different when females come around. Man. That to me is like, I hate that shit.
It's one of the biggest, like, you don't really know your dog until
you,
bad
some
bitches
are
come
around.
Around.
And then he's a super comedian.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, what are you doing, bro? Like, it's like, yeah, niggas just start acting
now
real
all of a sudden you dress funny and shit.
Yeah, nigga.
Like, nigga just going off on your ass.
And niggas trying to dance like, yo, you are really.
You're doing the most right now, bro.
You are really.
Why are you doing so much? You ain't
yeah,
never
but yeah.
I ain't never seen you act like this.
Definition of loyalty here is giving or showing firm and constant support or allegiance to a person or an institution. Firm and constant support, I think it's important. I mean, I define loyalty as just someone I can trust, and just someone who I deem to be trustworthy. Someone who I can trust that they're going to do what they say they're going to do. And babe, I mean, don't be dancing with these niggas, bro, when you go out, man.
You see, a lot of what you just said is how I feel.
Yeah.
It's how you treat me behind my back.
It just
versus in front of
that,
me.
That's
what
my definition of loyalty.
To me, that's loyalty. Like,
and just
when I'm not there.
The weight of your words. Shit.
Yeah.
Because you see it all the time. Like, you know, you hang out with people and, you know, niggas be key-keying. Even with females. You watch with females all the time. Key-keying. The minute that woman's not in the room no more, she talking crazy. It's like, bro, y'all was just in Cabo together, 10 of y'all in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are just on vacation together. Like, what's going on? You talking about this girl, her family, her problems. It's like, bro, that's not loyalty, man. It's fake.
Shay, how do you define loyalty?
Y'all basically said everything I was thinking.
Okay, so now that we have a definition, more or less, of what loyalty is. By these definitions, do we think we have any people in our lives that kind of fit some of these descriptions? I'm sorry. Well, the opposite description, rather.
The opposite description?
Yeah.
Like, unloyal.
Any people who aren't any of these traits?
Yeah.
Any of these people in your immediate circles?
And they're no longer in my circle.
There's certain traits that if you violate, like, certain traits, man, you got to be out the circle.
Yeah.
So then you don't necessarily have to have these traits if you're not violating.
Nah. If you're not violating and you're not active, actively out here doing shit like that, then you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna press it. But if you doing that shit and you're having like negative effects on the circle as a whole, then at the betterment of the circle, we gotta get rid of you. We can't sacrifice the whole circle because you want to be a dick.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, to piggyback off of what Chris just said, there's levels to this. You have certain acquaintances and certain friendships that you just hold just by default, and you have certain people that you just say hello to in the street. You have people that you may conduct business with. But when we start to cross over into the realm of loyalty, those are the individuals to me who want your best interest, even if it may not be in their best interest. Someone who wants your happiness, even if it may put them in a state of inconvenience, so to speak. But just somebody who's just going to be there for you and stand for you, either to your face or behind your back, and have your best interest in mind at all times.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who, there are some people who don't fit that mold. It doesn't mean that I can't be their friend. It just means that they're not at that particular level with me.
Somebody, they're not in some, the proximity
there's
of the
close, levels. Close, close.
Somebody yeah. I will feed levels. With a long spoon. Somebody I'll consider them a friend, but you know, there's certain things that they won't actually be ingratiated into.
That's a beautiful expression. And I want Long Spoon to be a contender, please.
And you plus? You already went, right?
I think you kind of answered.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm definitely swimming in disloyal motherfuckers right now, but it's for a reason. You know, they have their purpose, too. Yeah, I just...
Unloyal people have a purpose now, you know what
Yeah, you know what like, I mean? So it's like, I can't remove them,
You
but
can't expect everyone and everybody to be loyal to you, bro. That's just not how the real world works.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Because these things, like... First of all, loyalty isn't something that's easy to do.
No.
It's not supposed to be easy.
No, but
it's
not easy. You're talking about within your immediate circle, you have these people?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, because...
I don't know. I have a thing about letting people like that get too close.
I think we all have some.
I've been reading my people. Hey, have y'all somewhere. Niggas ever read y'all birth charts?
Like I wouldn't know how to find that.
Bruh, I'm gonna put y'all on right after the show. I've been reading mine for like the past 3 days.
What's a birth chart?
It's basically like you know when people are talking about their sun signs and their moon signs and what house their sign is in and all that stuff. It's basically just that breakdown. So it tells you what your sun sign is, your moon sign, ascending, descending, and all these different...
Are you willing to share what your specific shit said?
If I can't really remember right now. I'm a couple joints in. But it was really accurate for the most part. As far as like certain things, there's certain aspects of it where I feel like I overcame certain challenges. And aspects of life and grew.
Because whatever this was on this birth chart gave you some sort of awareness. It put you on to something.
I mean, a little bit. It has some facts to it. And I think it's something interesting. Like, if you have never done it, definitely look into it. It can highlight a lot of habits that you might have, but you might be telling yourself every day, like, I don't have that problem. But it'll highlight some things for you. Like, my bad, I know I just threw shit way off. But.
Nah, it's cool. Like, especially for me, the niggas at this table right now are people who I would share things with, who I wouldn't share with certain other people, certain other individuals. Definitely. And that's the type of loyalty I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree. But I do think, too, like everyone has unloyal people in their lives. You just might not know it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, that's what I was thinking.
That's the whole thing behind it. Like, there's people that you close with. Yeah, don't even pass that shit over here. There's people that you close with that are talking about you behind your back.
Just cough, man. Woo. Just
they,
cough.
If they got these niggas coughing, this shit is going to kill me.
These niggas, first of all, they came with 17 packs. All these ice cream cake, goddamn.
Kush, space cookies.
fucking dragon's breath. That's terrifying. Space cookies. Oh!
As he said terrifying, he screeched. He screeched.
Screech. I'm a real nigga. Real niggas don't screech.
Real niggas don't say, oh!
Yelping ass nigga.
Nigga yelp.
Hey, I can't tell whether or not this shit is new, but I've been seeing it all day. Blake Griffin's baby mama banned him for $250,000 a month.
They must only do that for white babies.
That must be the white baby stimulus package.
Yeah. Because all the future baby mamas only getting like 40 bands.
Oh, yeah, they skate. Yeah, he skate.
Because I believe there's a part of child support where it's not solely about what the child needs. It's just that, like, if I have a rich daddy, then I deserve to be a rich baby.
Also, it depends on the state, too. Certain states have different, like, okay. I think that baby was born in a state where you get fucked.
Florida.
After you fuck, you get fucked. So, yeah. $258,000 a month is insane and absurd. Like, why do you need all that money to take care of a baby?
Wait, a month?
That's what it says. It says $258,000 a month.
And that's the thing.
Isn't even a top 15 player
anymore.
The issue
still got a big contract, I think.
And he has a white baby. See, you can talk to a black woman about making payments a month.
Right.
White women will put you on child support, and it is not a conversation.
Damn, that means Blake ain't getting his stimmy.
Okay. They will take a fucking sonogram to the lawyer, nigga, before that shit's done.
Yeah. Man, fuck, bro.
So I have a question. Do you think these players are actually like trying to have these conversations before it leads here?
No.
Before the raping?
You know how much pussy they get? Like, it's not, they're not having these conversations, bro. They just fucking from city to city, bro.
But see, also, bro, these niggas literally get caught up. Like, these women, they could make you feel like, come in me, daddy.
Yeah.
Come in me.
His wife looks like a headhunter. She looked like she hunt down NBA players.
She got him.
No offense.
She got his dumb ass.
It's not coming me, daddy. It's coming me, dummy.
Dummy.
Yeah. Coming me, dummy.
And they do it. And they do it.
I can't fathom. Like, how could you expect her not to blow a bag every month? No one's that stupid.
That's what happened on them vacations when you pay for the whole thing.
She could blow $100,000 at will per month and still have enough to take care of that child left over.
Bro, she doesn't need nowhere near that amount of money, bro. Come on, like.
You know, I'm thinking about, like, 50's kid. You know how he's been getting child support as long as 50's rich, and now, quote, unquote, the nigga has nothing? Can you sue your mother for fucking mismanagement of funds if I turn 18 and I'm a broke-ass nigga?
Not your fucking manager, nigga. The fuck?
She's in charge of managing the funds, ain't she?
No.
Yeah, grown ass man. Now you gotta go get his own money.
There's no fucking rule that says she has to manage the money.
God damn, so she can blow it and just leave it on your own when you're 18.
And they normally do.
That's the blade, nigga.
That's the blade.
Barring taxes, this is what she stands to make:
$3,000,096
a year.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Doesn't matter. I'm taking the gym.
I think that's unrealistic.
You have to come shoot at my gym.
It's stupid, bro. Like. Come on, dog. $3 million a year to take care of a child, bro? Like, come on.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's 258. Not a quarter. It's 8 more stacks on there. Y'all thought I was going to give y'all a break? No.
Yeah, we thought it was a mistake, the $258,000.
I thought that was for the year.
For the year.
Everybody exhaled. Whew, I knew it couldn't be a quarter. Yeah, it's 258.
Nigga, that's rape.
They trying to make them white millionaires, boy.
Behind his head, like he looks shocked in the image.
Bro, that's three million a year for 18 years.
I've never. Somebody got to show me the stats. I got to see if they've ever given a black parent that much money in child support.
Juanita Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, but that wasn't child support. That's alimony.
That's restitution, alimony, that's, all type of shit.
When they got divorced, those kids was under 18 when they got divorced. All three of them.
I feel like he got.
So it was more than likely calculated into the alimony.
Yeah, it was calculated into that. Spousal support, alimony. Yeah. She got half of a Nike.
She had
the Nike thing.
She's the one.
Every pair of Jordans you get, she get half of that shit. He took care of her. Like, everything she asked for, she got it.
Shout out to Michael Jordan for empowering a black woman.
She left with generational wealth out of that marriage.
Yeah. She got to keep the mansion. She sold that motherfucker.
That's all you got to say?
for two niggas who ain't even in the league right now.
And they good, too. And his daughter. Sure. And his daughter.
You're not even playing. Marcus Jordan.
Jeffrey Jordan.
Hey, Y'all not watching this nigga, man. This nigga say, shouts out to Michael Jordan for empowering black women. And then he just sat there and smiled. Like, what else you got to say, bro? That's all? You done?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that, bro.
You still can't beat J. Cole or MJ.
He's had his cabbage soup. He's good.
Leave him alone. Hey, you said you don't fuck with cabbage today on Twitter?
Not really.
That's not like offensive to vegans?
No.
All right.
Dr. Sebi said don't eat too much cabbage. He said don't eat none at all.
So what do you eat a lot so I can use that in my jokes? I thought it was cabbage. My bad.
Pause. You got to relax.
Oh, so you a fucking iguana, nigga.
Hold on. I can't let you slide like that, BJ.
You just blew my
mind,
said,
bro. You said eat iguanas?
Iguanas, all they eat is vegetables, bro, so he can eat iguanas.
I'm not trying to be offensive.
By that logic,
it's meat, though.
You can eat Chris.
Pause. I'm not trying to be offensive.
I'm just saying,
but you
bro.
See, as a fellow Caribbean man,
plus as a fellow Caribbean man,
I'm just saying.
He said iguanas got more meat.
If your logic is you can eat an iguana because all they eat is vegetables, all Chris eat is vegetables. So by that logic, bro,
it's getting weird. It's getting weird.
Okay, barbecue and Chris is vegan. By that logic.
Here we go.
Here we go. You got too much dip on your
somebody got to make sure Chris gets home safe.
Facts.
This is going left.
This is crazy.
I'm just. Okay, all right.
Can't believe they gave you niggas
Chris
a podcast.
Chris is like a caramel celery stick.
Here we go.
Whoa,
that boy called you a caramel celery stick. You want to fight?
I'm not listening to this. I'm not that, taking
the turban is the peanut butter.
Come on with it. Yep. Come on. Right. That's all you got.
You know what? Speaking of Chris and his vegetables, do you know where you can see Chris and some vegetables? Look no further. 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Pull up. We still here for the people. Takeout only. 954-241-7402. Give us a call. Pull up on the Instagram. Delight Juice Bar on the Instagram. Brand new menu every day. We will not play with y'all. Come on now. Give us a call. Come see us. In this time right now, you need some good food. Don't play around. We here for you. Delight Juice Bar. What is it? Dry swipe? Dry swipe.
That was a great, great, great segue.
Thank you. These guys, back when we first started, they used to give me compliments, but they got too comfortable with me now. You see, that's what this is. The magic is gone. The honeymoon phase is over.
That's right, bitch. We go after everything now.
Nobody calls me pretty anymore. You see? I'm happy you're still here. Thank you.
Glad you stopped wearing the wigs, bitch.
Just
well, one. Damn, Ricky.
There's a fucking patch in the back of my head that I didn't shave, and it's driving me crazy.
Oh, man.
You just shaved that shit by yourself?
Hell yeah.
You use like a mirror?
Yeah. No, look in the mirror and just...
Why do you has your head changed? Why do you need a mirror?
Because the issue is you might miss up some
hair. You haven't been shaving the same head for fucking...
That shit wild, bro. Because when you just doing this shit blindly, you can miss a spot.
How, nigga? You can't feel your head?
I can't expect you to understand, bro. Plus, they don't understand. I can't expect you to understand. BJ,
cool. Oh, shit. Dog took off his hat and said, they don't understand.
They don't understand, bro. BJ, no. You do your own head, BJ? Mm-hmm. What do you use?
The single razor.
Like the fucking, the switchblade shit?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, you a real nigga.
This nigga is in the military.
You a real nigga. So as long as you have a Gillette or something sharp, nigga, you can stay fresh.
Damn. That's crazy.
Okay, what the fuck else I want to talk about today? Okay, this is interesting. Do we see too much complaining about black businesses, or are these complaints justified?
What do you mean?
Well, because I see every other day I see a tweet slandering, this is why I don't shop black, this is why I don't do black, because of blah, 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 because of poor customer service, because of no tracking number, because of this or that. So I'm like, are these tweets and these kind of sentiments justified, or are they just excessive?
I think the world is full of opinionated people. And if you are one of those opinionated people, please visit www.nwopod.com and grab some merch, because we got some fire stuff dropping right now.
Specifically with niggas. For niggas with opinions.
So, yeah, I just feel like the world is full of overly opinionated people. And a lot of times when the trendiness of things shifts, those overly opinionated people shift with that trendiness. So now that black businesses are trendy, you're going to have certain like blogs and certain YouTubers and just people who are prominent on social media, who like to express themselves on social media. You're going to get a lot of that because it's trendy at the moment.
I also think people often confuse black business with like small business. Some of these issues you have, they aren't black business problems. They're small business problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's like, because the bigger black businesses clearly don't have these same kind of fucking issues.
At all.
Right?
And the issue comes when you'll go to a Olive Garden and accept mediocre treatment and mediocre service and not go online and do the same, oh man, fuck this place, fuck this Olive Garden over here, because they this, that, and the third. But then you'll single out this actual, like, family-owned business or this mom and pop. I've gotten a few bad reviews before. They don't bother me anymore. Like, if you Google the restaurant. if you Google the restaurant right now, I think we have like a 5-star rating on Google.
As you should.
But I mean, on there, if you look, there's a few reviews where it's not so pleasant.
I know for like some of those tweets, it's like good. It can
ain't
be
no love lost.
Like some of it is justified a little bit, but like you said, it's like small business problems. But like, think about it. I've never been into a Haitian restaurant and gotten great customer service. It's never happened. Not once. I've gotten awful customer service. The food's not bad, but just the customer service. So, like, if you're talking about, like, if I see tweets about people saying stuff about, like, customer service they receive from a black-owned business, that's one thing. But to cry about, like, shipping and tracking numbers, that can happen with buying something from Macy's.
Here's the issue, right? I've always found this weird. Me and Chris spoke about this shit, right? Like, when, a Haitian lady, old Haitian lady, for example, if she's at the register and then you say, what do you have to eat? She says, look at the menu. She gave you the information. You understand? Now, American standards are, I'm sorry, we have blah, blah, blah. It's a cultural difference in what good customer service is.
And
so
that's
it's like,
I was gonna go to.
So I think it's weird that you walk into the Jamaican restaurant and expect her to give you like the Burger King lines. She's giving you the information
Are we not in America?
But you know what's crazy?
It's a Jamaican restaurant.
If you go to a restaurant in Jamaica, the customer service is great.
In America, though.
Like exquisite?
Yeah.
So what the fuck is it?
I don't know. America makes people miserable. I don't know.
I think that's what it is, honestly.
Because you will get treated like family at a restaurant in Jamaica, bro.
No, I was just going to say that there's definitely a cultural difference, because I never was greeted, not one time when I went to Jamaica House. There was never like a pleasant intonation whenever she spoke to me. It was just giving me the information, which is what I needed at 3:30 in the morning looking for a plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really need the pleasantries.
Do you know how stupid Haitians make
you feel? I'm not
tipping
anyway.
When you try to order food in Creole and fuck it up?
Yeah. Hey,
if you're gonna order in Creole, either have your shit together or call it English. Bon, me say sovle, what you want? I don't understand you. What you try to say to me?
Yeah.
Talk English. Your Creole is back. Talk English to me, man. I want the DVD. Talk English to me. It's embarrassing. If you don't have your shit together when you call to order that food,
or when you go pick it up.
You know what's so crazy? Vice versa. Those employees who happen to be Haitian are more appreciative to know that you are Haitian, because they can speak Creole with you, and they actually get mad with you for not going to Creole.
Yeah. If
remember,
if you nail it,
if you nail it, yeah,
if you nail it.
Remember Dub from the car, from the car dealership.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole time he's trying to sell me a car, and I'm speaking to him in English, and then finally I broke down and I ended up speaking to him in Creole, because my Creole ain't the best. It's a lot better right now, But as soon as I started to speak Creole with him and I told him that I was Haitian, he was like, and then wap keep them closeted, man.
Yeah.
In translation, he was saying, I'm breaking my mind trying to speak to you in English.
Searching for English words to say
Searching
to you.
Searching for English words, and all the while you were Haitian.
I could have been sold you this card, nigga.
Bro, the other day I went to a Haitian restaurant at my job for lunch, right? And so I guess they had just gotten the credit card machine where you stick your chip in the thing. And you know when it says approved, you can go in and pull it out. So I stick my card in the thing. And it starts buzzing. So normally that happens, you pull it out so you can try it again. So I go to pull it out. The lady said, "Hey man, what you doing that? What you doing that for?" So I was like, "All right, cool." So I pull it out and I put it back in. She says, "Hey, this guy must be stupid." I said, "Whoa, Jesus Christ!" And when I started speaking to her in Creole, she finally apologized. But I'm like, "Bro, that's horrible customer service."
How was the food?
The food was amazing. It was greasy and amazing.
I'm trying to tell you.
It was greasy. It was fattening. It was diabetes. But
that's
oh
why
my
you
God,
running,
it was amazing.
That's why you're running 12 miles a day.
Oh, my God.
So you can eat shit like
so
that.
So you can do what you want.
It was a heart attack, but it was amazing. But she literally said, "These guys must be stupid." I'm like, whoa,
what
whoa.
What the fuck they want?
And they say, what the fuck they want, bro?
And part of that is that knowing that they got this nigga gave me. It passed me a stick, guys. Look at this stick. On the YouTube,
he pulled up with the stick.
Look at this AK-47 they just fucking passed me the smoke out of.
Six niggas died blowing on that
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Keep that shit away from me, man.
I'm gonna smoke it though. I will.
Granddaddy Perk.
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
See, that's why I don't go on the internet and complain
I don't
about
Black
any
business.
Business.
I'll do that.
Because if the customer service is that bad, I'm just not going to shop with them.
That's
or whatever
the best
it is.
Kind of review.
That's never, the best
like,
review.
Why would I go on Twitter and be complaining?
You're not gonna get my money again. But like Plus said, like the ones that I see are people crying about like tracking numbers and crying about stuff. Like if you bought a product, if you paid for a product and the product you receive is not what you were trying to pay for, that I understand. But again, this can happen with other businesses. You don't have to like down the Black business
now,
or the.
Now I also don't know the Black woman's experience with like hairdressers, because a lot of those are comments about them and how I see shit about women saying they have to go to the hairdresser
appointments
with their
shit.
Hair washed and permed and treated and all that shit before. I don't know what good customer service is in that realm. Barbers are pretty consistent with the exception of them talking about shit while they're cutting your hair.
Yeah.
See, my thing is, I understand you need rules. Because, of course, there are some people who are going to cancel on you. It's an inconvenience. I get it. But you go on a website and you see 25 rules of what not to do before you even get there. I don't want to do business with you.
Yeah.
You see no kids. Don't bring an extra person. If you come 15 minutes late, it's $15 extra. Okay, I'll go to my regular girl who I don't have to do all that with.
Yeah. And that's the issue. At that point, dealing with the storefront is just so much easier. I can bring a kid. I can bring a friend. I can hang out, right? So it's like that makes it. And once again, that's not a Black business issue because
no, it's not.
The big Black nail salons, they move like normal.
So far, all the things we are saying are not just Black issues. These are issues you can encounter these at, even with big, but you can go to Walmart and get disrespected.
But you know what the problem is? They're not going to go to like a white small business. If they go the opposite direction, they're going to go to more of a franchise style.
You niggas ever go
or
to?
They're going to go to the usual.
You niggas ever shop at Presidente?
The
supermarket? And them chicos in there cuss you out from, they don't give a fuck.
What the fuck you mean where the tomato sauce at?
Yeah.
You don't see the sign?
Hey, Bobby. Bobby. Like, them niggas will cut you out quick.
They say pastas.
You ever been to a fucking Dominican barbershop? You have to make them cut your hair, nigga. You have to say, hey, no. Hey, you're cutting me now. Sit. If you sit there, no one will look at you. No one will talk to you.
Yeah, because you're Haitian.
The fuck?
I never got my
hair like
cut by a Dominican. I don't think so.
Try that out.
A Black bank?
How's that bank?
Customer service sucks.
Damn.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Yikes.
That really hurts to hear.
Yeah, I mean,
but
security guard has earpods on.
You were saying it like it was an amazing bank.
I don't care.
Yeah, I thought you
I'm
were going to say
information
like it was amazing.
I don't care.
No, it sucks.
I think you said the security guard had earpods on.
That's insane. I mean, yeah, I don't think it's like a black business thing, man. Like,
it's not.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't go to social media and complain, because just like you said, I wouldn't do that with a bigger business. So why would I do that with a black owned business? I just won't spend my money with you. Because the funny thing is with COVID happening, a lot of these packages are backed up.
Right.
So instead of me going on social media and complaining to everyone, I DM the girl and I'm like, hey, I just wanted to see what's the status of my package. And she let me know because of COVID, everything was backed up.
Right.
And what she did was she ended up giving me something extra because I was so nice about it.
Right.
She was like, oh, thank you so much for reaching out to me. Thanks for DMing me, because she never got the email. So she sent me something extra on top of what I was supposed to get.
No, that's great customer service.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I'll definitely be shopping with her again. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't go to social media first. Like, it's one thing if you go to the person and they're really rude about it and whatever.
Exactly.
But
that's why I brought up customer service, because that can tick people off. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen some horror stories with these hairdressers, though.
No, it's a bad.
Oh yeah,
that's the most of the complaints.
Yeah,
that's like, the most. Complaints.
Some of them, like there was one I saw where she wanted the deposit to be 75% of the price. Like if you were getting your little Bantu knots, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's $200 to do it. She wanted $175, $150 up front before she even fucking see you. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I always vet their social media or the website first. And from what I see, that lets me know if I'm going to do business with them or not.
And the lashes, the girls who do lashes. I've seen a lot of that shit. They're getting killed on Twitter.
I stopped letting strangers do my hair.
Put bat wings on your fucking eyes. And I didn't ask for this shit.
Bro, I stopped letting strangers do my hair in, I think it was in sixth grade.
Damn, you had.
I had this lady on my block that did hair, and I guess she did like a lot of people hair. She put some dirty combs in my hair. Half my hair fell out, my nigga.
Damn.
What the fuck?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, like my scalp got infected, and this entire side of my head went bald.
And she's not washing her combs this year. She's done.
Bro, that was the last time I let a stranger do my hair.
You don't need to pay attention anymore to the, and like, because I remember when I was a kid, the barbershops, the combs used to be in this thing called Barberside.
That stupid blue light.
Yeah, that blue light. Yeah. Now they don't have that anymore.
How does that fucking blue light work? I never understood that shit, bro.
Certain, it's like a UV light. Certain UV lights, they can kill bacteria.
Bacteria, yeah.
That is interesting.
But now they it's not there anymore. So I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I don't use a comb when I get a haircut, but I'm just trying to figure out what
these boys use. Like, they spray the down with this sanitizer shit.
Yeah.
I have it for my shit. I fucking smell that shit. It's amazing.
Dude, that's what they use now. Probably cheaper too.
Gillette.
But that was
the best a man can get. That's a great goddamn jingle. That was a buster. The best a man can get.
Anything else is uncivilized. Was that one for them too? Grant Hill? Was that Gillette?
Grant Hill had a big ass Gillette contract.
Yeah, it was Gillette, yeah.
Anything else is uncivilized?
And see, as a jit, all I thought about was how hilarious that was, but now that I'm thinking about it, that must have been a big money contract back then.
Mm-hmm.
Must have paid him half his basketball salary.
Oh, yeah.
No, Grant Hill was an endorsement guy.
Mm hmm.
That nigga was squeaky clean.
And he came from money too, so.
He was a Duke guy.
Yeah, he came from money too, so.
Cookie cutter ass Negro.
You understand? Didn't fuck up. Played the game
well.
That's
why Jalen and all the boys hated him.
Had a super easy name to.
Married to Vanessa Williams, right?
Hey, that career was great.
Who?
Grant Hill.
No, Tamia.
No, Tamia.
Tamia.
The other Vanessa Williams, essentially.
Yeah.
Really explain it. I'm so into you.
Beautiful
song.
So, Ricky, you hitting falsetto over there?
Boy, that boy over there, he
you ain't never heard that boy sing? He be singing.
Look at you bootlicking.
I done whipped him into shape.
Okay.
Any other podcast? Any other episode?
I don't want to give Ricky too many compliments, though.
Wait till I get my fucking jacket. I'm not going to show Ricky any loyalty once I get my jacket.
You unloyal fuck.
He sure did change up since he heard about the jacket.
once I get my jacket.
He's an unloyal fuck, this
no
guy.
No more loyal.
Oh, my goodness.
Whose song was that first, Fabulous or Tamia?
What?
Isn't, I'm so into you.
Isn't it a Fabulous song? Oh, she's a feature.
It, I think originally it was Tamia's song.
Because there's a full Tamia version.
Yeah.
Yes.
That came out first.
Yes. So Fabulous. So how do you, I don't, whatever, the thank God they did it together.
I guess the record company was like, no one wants to hear a full song from you, Tamia, so we're going to put Fab on a couple 16s. And
I'm not a big Fab guy, really? But he murdered all of those verses. Had me with the blues so hard, you would think I was crippin'. When I was a kid, I lost my fucking mind when I heard that shit. All right?
Yeah.
Lost my mind.
You crip for like a week.
No. I remember my cousin had a blood phase when he was in fucking...
A blood phase. This is crazy.
So this nigga...
I remember them days.
He moved from Georgia. I mean, he moved from North Miami to Georgia. And it must have been a bunch of blood neighborhoods in this... I mean, like blood niggas in this neighborhood. So this nigga found himself like wearing a flag and shit. So he came to him like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? So we had a party and he saw another nigga with a flag, just a regular Overtown nigga. He asked the nigga, is you begging? I'm supposed to, you ask me if I'm begging, cuz nigga, I ain't begging, nigga wearing this shit, bro. And he got like a little offended, like, bro, what are you gonna do? Blood it up in here by yourself? Mm-hmm. Like, there's nobody else here to blood with,
what
bro.
What if you lose?
Bloods only work with when there's a gaggle of you niggas, bro.
It's gotta be a gang. That's why it's called a gang.
One blood is just a song, bro. It can't be just you. One blood. He did put an H right in the middle of that shit.
Blood. I hate you.
Chris, blood. How come when the Jamaican parties, when the music is wicked?
I hate this nigga, bro.
You guys mash up the place. Yeah. Chris took me. I'll never forget the first.
Russia, translate that for me.
The first Jamaican party Chris took me to. He's like, yeah, we're going to the Jamaican party. So we in there. Chris in his zone. All of a sudden, I'm standing next to Chris and 3,000 Jamaican niggas, right? With Coronas in their hand and shit. Red stripe. We in there vibing. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, it felt like a fucking earthquake. Everybody started beating on walls and tables. Like beating the shit out of the tables. I was like, what the fuck is this?
I'm not sure if I was there, but the first time I remember that shit, I was scared out of my mind.
Bro, I was like, yo, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It was a fucking war zone.
They either played a Bounty Killer or Vibes Cartel. So.
It has to be.
It was Vibes. Because yeah. Chris lost his fucking mind. He ripped his turban off and started. All
right, let's take a step back.
I was like, Chris, what happened to Welcome to Jam Rock? What is this? What the fuck is going on?
Chris, are you subjected to this every episode?
Every fucking episode.
It's not the episode. No, it's not the episodes that's the problem. It's before the episodes. It's after the episodes. The shit you guys don't see. That's the shit.
So they literally mash up the entire
movie. Nigga, I was there to Scooby-Doo. I didn't know what was going on, bro. I was just there to get my Scooby-Doo on.
Let's just Scooby-Doo. Scooby! I love to dance.
Oh, Darude!
I love to dance, and so do you.
Because you do. You love to dance. I know you do.
Let's just go.
When the fuck were we playing that shit? Over
ready.
Yo, you remember that video that they saw that they was pushing, sending around of Elephant Man fucking freestyling upon the river? Bro, that nigga's a genius, bro.
Okay. No, he is, dog. That
nigga playing the beat over and over. He's on the river. That nigga's rocking, bro.
That's an ugly man, bro. Ugly creature.
If you can, go on YouTube and Google his fitness videos. Talk about some of
that. Wait.
Yeah.
No.
Hear what he said.
No.
Aye.
Wait, what?
Aye.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Who so has fitness videos?
Is this nigga?
Come on, bro.
This ugly ass nigga.
Doing
Zumba and shit. Doing
thing.
Jamaican
no,
Zumba.
I had no
Jamaican
idea.
That are embarrassing.
This big black nigga doing Jamaican Zumba. Nigga.
This has been a great night, guys, but I have to exit.
They're calling it workout videos, but they're really the dance videos. Like, you know, he creates all the dances at one point. So
okay, yeah.
The videos where he's showing everyone how to do the dances.
Oh, okay.
But they're doing them with an intensity. You
know? Like that feels like workout videos. It's just him and Tumin in the background, and he's doing this shit.
He's like a Billy Blanks, dog. Like Tybo. You know how
isn't he called the energy god?
Yeah, and if you ever watch Jamaican dancers, like you have to be an in shape motherfucker.
Listen.
Because it's a movement. Like, you got to constantly be moving and hitting your mark.
He's the right kind of guy for some shit like that, bro. Yeah. Like, he has a voice that can really shake a fucking room.
That lisp is crazy.
He need a versus.
He got a lisp. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I saw my homie.
He need a motherfucking
versus. I saw my homie Mark online was saying Elephant Man versus Sean Paul.
That's what I was going to say. It had to be Sean Paul. They're the same era.
But I think that shit is a wash.
I was going to say
Sean Paul got him.
I think Elephant Man versus Daddy Yankee's a better matchup.
No. It's two different languages. It's
when not you play, when, it, when they play
it's
that.
It's just going to end up being Spanish people versus Jamaican.
Exactly.
I honestly don't understand either language. I'm a neutral nigga. I don't understand either of them. That's what, like, for me, I've heard as much Daddy Yankee as I've heard Elephant Man. I don't understand either, and they both rock.
Listen.
So, plus, you don't Elephant understand Man, patois?
I mean, take Elephant Man and Busy Signal. Niggas ain't gonna know who Busy Signal is.
They
like
don't
that,
know
but
who.
But I'll take that matchup.
There's not enough of us that know enough of his music.
But that's what I'm saying. Elephant Man is not the right person for verses, man.
No, he's not. He's not.
Because that boy has some really good bops.
He does.
Yes. Great shit.
So does Busy Signal.
Yeah, okay. But Busy isn't like American mainstream.
And neither is Elephant Man. Like
yeah, he
is.
I mean, Elephant has
shit was crossover. He's got like five or six
The issue, right? Because he has a few international boys.
Yeah, but Busy at the end of the day, I could play y'all like at least 15 Elephant Man songs that y'all probably never heard of that are fire.
Does Shaba have 10?
Shaba got a lot.
Yeah, Shaba.
Shaba was the king of dancehall at one point.
So he can do this shit with somebody.
Hell yeah. But it would have to be somebody
Shaba
of his caliber.
Shaba songs you didn't Shaba even know was him.
Nah, Shaggy's in
they were saying Shaggy versus
Shaggy could be versus Sean Paul.
That's what they're saying. Shaggy versus Sean Paul.
But
Shaggy got that dub, does he? Does he have that dub?
I don't think Shaggy got 20.
I
think Sean Paul wins.
Shaggy got great international boys too,
and he got a couple of features and shit.
I don't think he got 20 that can fuck with Sean Paul.
Not to fuck with Sean Paul.
He got some great ones. Like
his big ones.
Five.
His ones are
no matter what Sean Paul play, it's a wrap.
That should be a massacre. You're gonna lose. Yeah. Let's be honest. Let's be real. That should be a massacre.
Look, because Sean Paul's career is
Wayne Wonder would be good against Sean Paul, but niggas don't really know about.
Yeah,
Wayne Wonder,
I only know about.
I know
Wonder.
Like three or four Wayne songs. Yeah.
Why in the hell would a company like Zumba Fitness book Sean Paul to rock their concert and literally be rocking the room all night?
I remember seeing that nigga live. I remember seeing that nigga live at Cayocho, and that nigga fucking tore that shit up.
This nigga tore up the whole party doing these two steps right here.
Yep.
Nigga tore the whole party up.
In front of a bunch of Cubans.
From this right here.
In front of a bunch of Cubans, bro.
Murdered this shit. Killed.
And you know what song goes off? I'm Still in Love. Yeah. Out of all his damn shit, that shit's raw. But when that shit dropped, I can't take your
I think I learned the other week that it was like a fucking sample.
It is. It's from the 70s. Cause you know the first time I heard it, Maya's mom was playing in the house. I was about to start jamming to the Sean Paul shit, and then these ladies start singing. I was like, "Whoa, what the fuck is this?" So this is the original.
But even
this the original.
Okay, so there's two of you at the table right now. Why are you allowing this to happen?
Allowing it?
So I told my mom, I started dancing to it. I was like, I'm the original at Stepa.
No,
cut his fucking mic off. Okay?
I'm trying to allow for freedom of speech. That's what I'm
trying
to do.
I'm the original
at
Stepa.
Because I want to put a muzzle on him right now.
Just pull his microphone away. You're right there. Don't take this shit.
We'll talk to Daga Daga like
that. I think patois is an accent that it's a little bit hard to master. One of the few accents to master.
You think my patois is bad? Is that what you're saying?
Like, I don't think I hear enough of it to, like, decipher. And it's also, when Jamaicans want you to understand, you can. But when they don't want you to, you won't. So it's one of the things. It depends on how kind they're being with the patois. It depends on how much out of it I'll understand.
That's true. It depends on what part of Jamaica some of them are from too.
Yeah. I could just say your bumba clot. But then if I hit you with your bumbo pussy ass clot.
You see, that's a combo that I don't understand the entire combo.
I can understand.
Blow your mind right now. Yeah, like,
man, we can understand Nick's patois.
I've never heard a quadruple.
I can understand Nick.
That's a bumbo pussy ass clot. That's four of them.
Yeah.
But it's some niggas that start speaking that shit, and I don't understand it at all.
There's country and there's city Jamaicans. Yeah.
Is ras clot one or two words?
It's one.
One. Okay, sorry. What does that mean?
Suck your mother.
It's like a you sound like your you say that a lot, Ricky. Cloth. Your ass cloth.
Like underwear.
Whatever or kind toilet of paper. Whatever kind of cloth you would use for your ass, that's where you are at this moment.
Bumba.
So ras cloth is ass wipe?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I thought we did that last week.
Mm-hmm. Those are terms I wouldn't say in front of like my mom.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so when you say those words, it's like.
Okay, so now you understand who I say it in front of.
Your Ross Clot.
You're an ass wife.
Yeah, because if I said that in front of my mom, she would just annihilate me.
So, okay, so wait.
Right, Panda Kashi.
So.
Pause. No.
What is a bumba?
Not right. This is what? This is not the area for this, Ricky.
Because bumba cloth is the cloth of a bumba, right? So what the fuck is bumba?
Oh, it's bumba cloth?
Bumba
cloth. I thought cloth. It was bumba cloth.
It's C-L-O-T.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
cloth. Like, oh, so it's a clot.
Yeah, it's a clot.
Oh, not. So it's not Ross clot and bumba cloth. They're two different clots.
Yeah.
Ah.
Cloth and clot.
Mm. Wait, which one is cloth?
Cloth is Ross cloth because it's ass wipe.
Ross
but bumba clot is C L O T, like a blood clot.
Chris, yeah. I'm sorry you go through this.
No, but I won't understand.
It's fine. It's a fine. Lot. Because I have a lot. I be having a lot of Creole questions.
No one has a Jamaican they can ask this to. Okay, we need to ask because no one's ever explained this to me before.
One pet peeve I hate is when people ask me to speak patois. I'm like, that's like me speaking Spanish to you and you can't reply to me. That
my question is, what are you gonna do like next?
You want me when to I dance do it, for you then too? What? Fuck.
Yeah, I want you to fucking do the fucking heel and toe next. Mm-hmm. You know what's gonna come next. Do a Jamaican dance.
We can't have a dialogue in patois, so what's the point?
The heel and toe is one of the most exhaustive dances in history. Talk about a workout.
I used to be real good at it, but my knees are not good no more.
A good 5 years.
My ankle's not good.
Because it's exhausting.
Every Jamaican dance is exhausting.
Everyone decided that the heel and toe was too much for us to do. Everyone phased it out together.
Remember when the girls were in the club were, throw them.
Oh my god. People were dying, dog. People were legit dying.
Like, breaking their fucking neck.
Catching whiplash.
I'm like, whoa.
Wigs were flying off. What a time to be alive.
Oh, what a time. What a time.
That was also a phase, though, because that
when women were going to the club to die.
Wigs flying off? Oh, come on. Cheers to that.
One of them, and that's the thing, that shit come on the club like fire.
One of them? Two of them?
One of them? Two of them? Like, shoom.
No, as a Jamaican woman, when people would invite me to Jamaican parties, I wouldn't go.
What? You about to get the dagger?
Listen, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
You got to stand on the wall half the time.
Once they get you. You're not safe on the wall.
These niggas be doing combos off the walls and shit, and they be having these real skinny jeans. I don't know how they move so. Like,
y'all remember those videos from Jamaica? The ones where they're jumping off the speakers
and shit. Yeah. Landing on the girls and shit.
Bro, I remember.
Swanton bombs and shit.
I said this like 2 years ago. I said, like, dancehall parties should be a fucking Olympic sport.
It is.
It really should.
Yeah, man.
That's why y'all boys should be afraid when your old lady go to Jamaica on vacation, bro. These boys is big whining on your old lady.
Now while I be there too in Montego Bay in the grill, hiding in the trees.
Big wine.
Hey, get the fuck away from her.
Big Merlots. Big champagne all over your lady.
Actually, my mom tries to talk me out of going to Jamaica.
Why?
She always has this fear complex that Jamaica's not the same place it used to be. So when she hears me mention I want to go to Jamaica, she's like, Jamaica's not the same anymore. Don't go there. It's dangerous.
One of my uncles, over there. My uncle moved from Haiti to Jamaica, and he tells us that he robs the white people. He's a gigolo. Like he when the white women come there, he befriends them and becomes their what's it called? Because his Jamaican friends are gigolos. He said him and his all his Jamaican friends.
Oh, my mom tells me stories like that all the time.
So they rob from these white people. They make these white women their wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they take them back to Europe.
These niggas over there pillaging.
Yes. This is amazing, bro. So they be getting them off the resorts.
Talk game is on a million.
He was telling me, he was like, you know how many couples come to Jamaica but end up leaving? One leaves without the woman. Like black and white. Like you go there with your girl, she from Mexico and shit. You having a great time and you going back to Fort Lauderdale by yourself.
Oh, human trafficking, bro. It ain't really supposed to happen like
back.
That.
No, she got her groove back, yeah.
No, that's called human trafficking. It's not called getting.
Nah, this is it's called getting. Don't do that. The nigga got she got chose.
No,
she got chose. She was like, human fuck this nigga, man. I want to chill with a Jamaican nigga. I want to get fucked on an island.
You know the type of sex she's about to have.
You guys remember? You guys said you wanted to go on a vacation, right? You done paid for the trip, and now you got now you're pussyless. Look at you.
About to get
look
her at brains you. Blown out.
Hey, if you pay for a vacation and then Tay Diggs steal your old lady, you just got to shoot everybody, bro.
Damn.
Tay Diggs is definitely not the nigga that's going to take your old lady. I'm going to tell you
just
that.
Just drink Clorox, buddy.
His name is not going to be Tay Diggs.
I've heard too many stories of that happening in Jamaica.
It's a real fucking thing, yeah. Bro. It happens.
The tourists come. They get sauced.
That nigga name going to be said, oh, era.
You came watch with a man. Girl go to Jamaica, you're leaving with
no,
the Jamaican
nigga, watch
man.
You take your girl to Jamaica. It happened in Haiti, too.
It's going
to
be a nigga named Errol.
Errol. A nigga named Kachif. A nigga named Tashin.
Watch.
See, this is why I said, you
niggas
know.
Naming Maya cousins right now.
You all of them. And you go to Haiti and a nigga named Onyi, a.k.a. Henry.
Haitian men balls deep in your lady. Let's not just talk about the Jamaicans.
No, Haitian men too.
The issue is the accent isn't the sexy. That's the problem.
Mm. Haitian accent is like real rough.
You know I'm used to it because I'm from North Miami Beach. So
yeah.
Oh, okay, so you've heard your fair share of kids.
You might as well just call me Haitian by association because JFK, I went to NMB.
Scammers. Oh yeah, you've been with a few scammers.
You have a few Birkins in your house.
Hey, don't put you've no police on my dog. What's talking about? Ain't no Birkins in our house.
Birkins.
Fuck out of here.
Big bags.
Put eyes on my dog. Big Gucci. What's got going on?
Right.
Hell no. Ain't none of that.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Chris. You see?
Regular schmegler.
No.
Regular schmegler. Regular schmegler.
It's okay, though, because no matter what, she's going to be safe. And if you're not safe, what you should do to feel safe is holla at Jude at Cocky
chitty,
Glock.
Chitty, bang, IG. Bang, nigga.
Come on, man. If you want to learn how to use a gun, unload it, load it, shoot it, hold it safely. Know whether or not it's active. Know how to disarm it. Look no further. Go to IG, type in Cock Your Glock, holla at Jude. That number is going to be 786-315-3546. 786-315-3546. Holla at Jude right now for your gun safety needs. Pow. He'll see you today. I just plugged somebody up today, too.
Shout out Jude. Jude a real nigga, man. Shout out Jude.
We have now reached the DM Diary section of our program. Benford, if you will, please drop that delightful, gorgeous music by Alicia Keys.
NWO, you mean?
Hey, bitch ass nigga, you think you could just DM people? Be abrasive, be rude, be weird, be disrespectful? We ain't gonna stand for it, bro. Don't be fucking weird. Have some respect for yourself. Your mother. Your mama black. Fuck you doing? Hell, you are a weirdo. Sending pictures of your dick.
Your little dick.
We gon' tell. Your secrets.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's right. Your secrets. Now save with us.
Save with us.
We gon' tell. Your secrets.
Whoa, ho, right. Ho.
You just became a victim of the DM Diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
Bro.
break it down. What your bitch at? You going to jail, bro. You ain't never gonna get no play. These hoes not gonna holler. They ain't gonna vibe with you. Your approach is weak. You've been saying hi for 5 months. You fucking loser.
Only we know what you talking about, you bitch ass boy.
Guys, that was beautiful.
That felt great.
Keep up the good work.
I appreciate y'all vocals. A1.
Trust me, it's not that easy.
No, trust me, I get it.
Getting these niggas to get this shit right.
The maestro over here. The conductor over here.
This is March 27th, 9:23 a.m. Hey, March 29th. 10:56 a.m.
That's what he wanted for breakfast.
Hey, yesterday, 4:18 p.m. Hey, I got shot and I'm paralyzed at the moment. I wanted to kick it with you and just talk with you. If you could bless me, call me at his phone number.
Wait a minute. Because you can't go nowhere. Yeah. She's supposed to holy stop shit. What she's doing. After she hadn't responded to your previous haze, you hadn't been shot at that point.
That's hold on, before you read the next one, Shay, what's the worst DM you've ever received? Was it a dick pic? Is unsolicited dick pics a real problem?
You know what I've been noticing is I'm not really on Snapchat. I don't really use it that often, mm-hmm. but all these random friend requests, I don't know where they're finding my username.
Right.
But then it's random people coming in my DMs with dick pics. And I'm like, first of all, how did you find me?
Right.
Second of all, who are you? And three, why?
They found you in the suggested friends.
Do you have an OnlyFans somewhere that they might know about?
It's a maybe friend if it's no, a friend of yours is uncle. His cousin, uncle.
But that's weird, though, that Snapchat, because people don't really use that shit like that no more.
Exactly. So I think that's what's flooring me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird world out here.
This very next DM. Hey, how's it going? You're hot with like four T's.
Must be really hot.
Yeah. You have a nice body and face.
Okay.
That's at 2:54 p.m. At 3:35 p.m., he goes, what size are those tits, boo?
Oh, that's crazy, though.
Damn. 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 Hey, no, what like, size are those tits, boo?
I like the boo at the end. What size are those tits? Boo. Fuck out of here. What's your nationality at 5:11?
Now you choose to go that route?
A.M.?
Oh,
my God. 5:11 p.m.
What those lips weirdo. Do? 6 p.m.
Jesus.
You're not going to reply? 7:57.
This nigga is horny before the sun goes down.
The answer to his question is, she never replied, so.
This nigga is horny as fuck before the sun go down. Sun ain't even down yet.
What's
this
your titty size?
Like, I'm bro. Ready.
That nigga's a creep, bro.
Bro, get a job.
So as men, did y'all realize how cringy some other men can be?
We didn't know
was this bad until we started making diaries. And we started seeing some of our friends in there.
Niggas have violated my wife in the past.
We were like, yo, this is how this nigga's giving it up? Nigga, you went straight for that, nigga? Oh, you was a wild nigga, bro. No wonder you used to zero out at the parties.
It's stressful. Zero. And then imagine, there's some who will do this like in person. So it's one thing in the privacy of a DM where you can ignore it. But then when you're at the grocery store, or you're at the gym, or.
And a nigga pull up and what size are those tits? In real life.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
so you're just going to ignore me, boo? What size are those tits, boo?
What the fuck? What kind of fucking monster
are you, bro? That's I'm not even thing. Asking a chick that I'm fucking that shit, bro. Like, what are you talking about? What size are your tits, boo? Just because you have boo don't make you less of a creep, motherfucker. It makes you a fucking psychopath.
And if you know anything about tits, man, you can look at them and tell what size they are. You fucking dickhead.
I mean, yeah.
I can eyeball that work.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So, this is a new DM, okay? This motherfucker starts out by asking, can I have your snap?
No.
Okay, apparently...
That nigga's asking for that.
She sells something, and she put up a story asking, like, three options. Which one of these guys would you guys like me to go with? And then he goes, none but your snap. I'll pay for snaps. Then he says her name. He says, your username, say it all. I'm just not your type.
What's her username? Oh, we can't do that. You're right. Okay. I guess you can tell me after the show. But, yeah. But, I mean, it depends on what she's selling. If it's an OnlyFans situation, maybe he wants the premium snap.
She's selling necklaces.
she's selling pearls, bro.
I didn't want to say what she was selling, but it's just freaking necklaces.
nothing sexual, nothing...
Little amulets, that's all.
nothing that requires this fucking energy.
Right. Nothing that warrants this kind of filthiness.
Come on, bro.
Hey, hold up. If that's the case, then I mean, you know.
And you know, a lot of these niggas be like married and shit with a family and kids and shit and be like creepy.
For sure.
Creeps, bro.
Okay. That's what I don't understand. How could you be married and in the DMs in the street? You not afraid that a screenshot could ruin your empire?
They don't care. Let me give you context.
Oh my God.
Doesn't make it okay.
It doesn't make it okay.
But
that
he
spoke to her this way. Okay? It does not make it okay.
I mean, I don't know what that does for you, bro.
Yeah. That's not going to make me talk crazy.
She's fully clothed here. She's not doing anything.
She just happens to be curvy.
She's just hanging out.
Yeah.
What time did he send these messages?
Does that make a difference? He's a fucking
It does, because at the... Bro, if... It depends on the time of day, okay?
This nigga's a fucking creep, bro. This nigga's a fucking goofball, man. This nigga a gook.
7:33 p.m. he sent these.
All right. First of all,
this nigga sent this shit at supper time. He's a fucking sociopath.
That's my my nigga. You supposed to be eating, dog. What the fuck?
Don't say supper around here, bro. Don't do that, bro.
You supposed to be eating dinner, nigga.
You feeding little Timmy and them, bro. What the fuck you doing?
Sliding this tiny Tim. What about him?
Yeah, nigga. What about Abigail? She ain't eat yet.
The kid's not even asleep. You walking around with a heart on, you fucking creep.
This nigga sitting in his car in front of his driveway, DMing all his business before he walk in the house. Hi, honey. Nigga, get your ass off the fucking internet, man.
Come on, man.
You could at least wait for the fucking ungodly hours, like midnight.
He can. He got to be in bed next to his wife.
Fuck you talking about? Can't sleep like that.
Come on, man.
Got to use your brain.
All right,
you got one.
We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. Oh, this weed. These niggas came here with a storm of weed and just fucking left.
It vanished.
It's like a weed hurricane.
Yeah.
Weed
hurricane. Just left. All right, buddy, whenever you're ready, bro.
A Kush hurricane.
A Kush hurricane? Hey, but you better ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
But you better ride with your boy,
nigga.
Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide.
Nigga.
Ask a real
nigga.
Nigga. You want a real
nigga?
Ask a real
nigga.
Black as fuck,
nigga.
Like a gun
tree. Nigga,
nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga,
nigga,
follow me on Twitter.
Nigga,
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 nigga, bitch, you big, I'm big.
I said nigga,
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 nigga, no, I'm quick to hit her.
Nigga,
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 about to hit a spliffer.
Nigga,
with my
nigga,
nigga, Chris.
Nigga, nigga.
All right. This first question here comes from Empress_Chris on Instagram.
Hey, babe.
This says, what would each of you do if you proposed to your GF and she said no?
What GF?
Boy, I'm trying to tell you.
What's that?
Who?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Never happened. Don't know that person. I wish my
Let me get my shit, please. Give my ring, please.
Thank you. Give my ring, and then let me come
y'all
through.
Y'all don't want to know why she said no?
Don't give a fuck.
Really?
Telling me no.
Fuck out of here.
Really?
Fuck, I had to go through to get his motherfucking ring. You telling me no?
Maybe the simple fact she just might not have been ready. That girl, day.
Listen, if she would have told me no, I'd have got up and said, no, you know. Then I would have walked out.
You can't fire me. I quit.
No, you. No to you. No, no to you. You're a lost bitch.
You know.
Oh my God.
You can hear the hurt in the statement. No, you know. You
bitch.
Maybe I can bounce back. Oh, from shit. A private proposal, I cannot bounce back
from the public.
If our families are here and I propose to you, like, nah, bro, I don't know if we can rock.
Two things I can't deal with is that no in front of, you know, intimate, in front of all your people and shit like that, and us being in front of all people, and you get them down on one knee and propose to me like I'm some bitch.
I'll knee you in the face. Get up.
Get your stupid ass up.
Get the fuck
Have
up.
Have you seen those videos? Like, yes. I can't. Because the guy is just standing there.
Have some fucking dignity. Have some fucking dignity.
With his arm out, it just doesn't look right to me.
How dare you?
That's just my personal opinion.
I would have fell on top of her so it could look like an accident.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
As soon as she start going out, I'm going to put her right back up. No, you don't.
We both tore our ACL, I promise.
Relax.
That's so funny.
If you fall on her, y'all just lay on the floor. What are you doing? What are you doing, babe? What are you doing? What are you doing? Don't do it. Whatever you're thinking, don't do it.
I thought you tore your ACL. I didn't want you to be the only one.
Can you imagine being a man walking around here with an engagement ring? Like some little bitch?
Could you imagine it? He said yes. He said yes, everybody.
Imagine your IG post.
Yeah.
You have to show the ring.
Oh, my God. With the hand.
Fuck out of here. Meanwhile, you're a fucking mechanic and your fucking cuticles all fucked up. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
You might as well show niggas your apron and your oven mitts and all that shit.
It just dawned on me, but like, women don't, like, you should discuss proposals first, so they don't want a surprise. They just want to fake like they're surprised.
I didn't want to fuck.
They
want
to know that they're getting married, but just fake it. This is because, like, you can't propose without a conversation first, right?
Bro, they all get their nails done before we post the picture. Mm-hmm. All their nails are done.
They know.
Because they have one of their friends, like, hey, girl, you know?
Yeah.
You have to
they
set
know
it
what the
up
fuck
that
going
way.
On.
They just want the fucking fairy tale. You
I was like, mine, save the schematics. Mean, save it.
I all think right? they know by now. I think the sending the girlfriend in to get your nails done, I think she knows, like, all right, it's time.
Wait, you've never cared.
That nigga
before.
Never cared about it. He hates when I go get my nails done.
This before.
Well, all of a sudden today he wants to get my nails done. Oh, he's proposing.
Yeah. It's happening.
Then they go on Instagram real quick, block all the niggas, and then it's time to party.
Hey, fellas, it's time to get a new play.
It's time to party.
Fellas,
I got
yours. Fellas, it's time to get a new play.
Say you flip the question. So say you propose. She says yes in public.
But then she says no in private.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
Okay. I can deal with that.
That is a classy woman.
That's a classy woman.
That is a classy.
Because I don't think I could do that, honestly.
Because then we can tell people we're still working
shit out.
We can
tell people whatever the fuck.
We're working shit out.
We can tell people whatever the fuck.
But hey.
Because I know what it takes for a man to do all of that and get down on one knee and say, hey.
Like, yeah, come on. Don't do me like that, bro. Like,
Don't do me out here like that. Don't do me like that.
Don't do that. Baby, don't do that. Why do that, baby?
Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
Now you in the streets, bro.
I know what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back
like
that.
Nah. Don't do me like that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, bro.
This question comes from my brother RG Music.
Oh, fuck.
Real nigga question. Is it tricking if you got it? Great question.
Hell no. Mm.
It's definitely tricking. I just don't see anything wrong with tricking.
In the words of Bishop T.I., it ain't tricking if you got it.
Tricking's tricking, bro. There's nothing wrong with tricking.
Nope.
Yeah. You niggas, you niggas is tricks, man. You niggas said you go on a vacation just to get the pussy. That's tricking.
Nigga, I've tricked on OnlyFans. I'm a trick. Okay?
I guess you're right.
All right. Well, trick daddy.
I'm Trick Daddy. Nigga spent $8.99 a month online, and now he's Trick Daddy. And he uses the fucking NWO account too, nigga.
Now he's Trick Daddy.
$8.99.
Oh shit! Did you guys, speaking of that, you guys seen the Boosie started OnlyFans?
That's crazy.
How much is he charging a month?
He's charging the max. I think it's like $19.99 or something.
Here's the thing, right? If Boosie is doing the shit that he was doing on live,
yeah, that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
But if he's doing weird Boosie shit with oil, I don't want to see it.
That's what he's doing. He's like, yo, the content I was giving niggas on live is too great. I didn't start getting paid for this shit. So he's took it to his own. But that's what it was designed for at first. It was like another Patreon.
I think he has women underneath him. Like, that's going to provide content.
That's a great idea.
Oh, so he's
a great idea. Oh, he can be Hugh Hefner.
It's a new porn channel.
That's a great idea. That's online pimping, guys.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah. Don't call it that. Don't call it that.
Why?
Why?
Because.
So he's a madam?
When you call it pimping, you bring in the feds. You can't put eyes on
people. Feds gonna come regardless. He's black.
No, man.
He's a black man making money. Feds gonna show regardless.
You don't gotta be the one to put the eyes on, nigga.
He's a consultant. He's consultant.
That nigga said fucking.
He is a concierge.
What he said? Drake could beat Michael Jackson and Beyonce? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, fuck that nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Take a
lazy. I ain't taking a fucking thing. Tell that nigga to take a lazy and take a seat.
R. Kelly could beat all of them.
He said R. Kelly. Yeah.
But still,
fuck you.
He tried to holler at Rihanna and said, "Look at me, look at these toes." Boosie.
He just said that. Didn't he?
He said that.
He's on really bad drugs, guys. Look at him.
Nah, they're really good. Trust me. He said, "Look at these toes."
It was one video of superb. Him making breakfast, and he was stirring his eggs with a knife, a butter knife.
That should really make.
You never done that before.
I have.
Wash the spoon, bro.
Stop eating fucking eggs.
But the fact that he did it on live is like, yeah. Like,
throw the eggs in the trash. Stop eating fucking eggs, man. You think they really got all them goddamn eggs?
Oh, boy.
Nigga went on live with him taking a bubble bath. Niggas. You know what? No.
Nah,
I can't.
I stopped watching his lives a while ago, bro. He be saying some crazy shit. But I guess that's what you got to do to keep getting clicks. Because he turned clicks into money.
Well, there's a lot of ghetto girls want to fuck Boosie too.
Yeah, I mean,
the ghetto goblins, as you call them.
I mean, those they have nothing to live for. But Instagram and dick is what they wake up for, you know.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck
about
that.
Well, damn, Ricky.
Right.
Tell us how you really feel.
Tell us what's really on your mind.
Ghetto
Richard.
Goblins to me are just scum of the earth.
So we know who's been posting those videos. Those particular ones.
You talking about the ones with them fighting?
Yeah.
Ricky's expose.
You plead the fifth?
I hate doodoo mamas, bro. I fucking hate them.
You have every right to.
Where did that term come from?
Him. Pulled it out of his ass.
He coined it. It's a penny, but he coined it.
Fuck him.
Richard, any final thoughts for this evening?
Yes.
Nigga looked at his watch first. You saw him?
Shit. My final thoughts is we officially reached 400 subscribers on YouTube.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, so man. I was watching all day today, nigga.
I want to thank you all for subscribing to our page.
Elite.
And supporting us, you know, these last 2 years. We're trying to get to 1,000 before the year's over, so that's 600 more. If you listen to this show and you haven't subscribed yet, please go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube page and watch the videos.
If you have a Google profile, you have a YouTube profile.
Yeah.
So pull up on us. Come on now. It's funny when you watch.
They go hand in hand. Even if you don't want to watch right now, make sure you subscribe. My bad, Ricky. I didn't mean to cut off your final thoughts.
Why you cooking song? I mean, not song of the week. Final thought.
My final thoughts is stop eating all them goddamn eggs, man. You think they really got them motherfucking eggs? Look how much eggs your fucking grocery store got. And there's 30 grocery stores just like yours. And that's just in your town. It's 50 of your fucking cities and states. That means there's a million of your fucking towns. You think they got all them goddamn eggs? Stop eating the fucking eggs, man.
A conspiracy.
No, but he's right.
Not a fucking... Think about it.
When you think about it, yeah.
All them goddamn eggs. Where the fuck you think them eggs come from?
That shit was so on time.
Steroids, nigga.
They got steroids in them, too. That ain't all they got. Stop eating the fucking eggs.
There's no steroids in vegan food?
How? Hmm. Unless it's a yam. You know yam got natural steroids in it?
Really?
Yeah.
What yams are you talking about?
I ain't gonna tell you on air. I'm not gonna tell you on air. For that information, you gotta subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Final thoughts, baby. Please, for that God. Info.
Ladies and gents, thank you so much for tuning in to another week's episode of the Niggas with Beans podcast. Make sure to visit our website, www.nwopod.com. And I don't know, just be on the lookout for surprises. We may pop up with the OnlyFans page out of nowhere. So,
yep.
Be on the lookout.
I'm going to put a camcorder in my... Never mind.
Y'all want to do an OnlyFans live show?
Nigga, what you...
Oh, I should have had said that on air.
Now, hold on, brother.
Somebody's thinking.
Hold on, brother.
Should I have said that on air?
I like that idea a lot.
We're going to cut this
out. I thought that was the whole reason of starting it, because we already have the OnlyFans. We just haven't put it out there.
Yeah, because I've only been using it to watch.
Jesus Christ. Shay, plug your shit. Final thoughts first.
Stop calling your shit. Plug Shay, what you got going on, Queen.
After your final thoughts.
Asshole.
And by the way, we all need to give a round of applause because Shay put together a very lovely uniform. She has on a Niggas with the Biggest shirt.
Yeah.
She styled it perfectly.
Look, she's always so stylish. Always looks good. Yeah, thank you for wearing that shirt.
Of course. I want to thank Ricky for low key threatening me to to come to the show. Of course, you know I love you guys' podcast. So of course I wanted to pull up.
Appreciate you.
Just shout out to Empress Raw. Because, you know, I work with Empress Raw.
Empress, baby!
She's in Vegas right now.
Living it up.
Living her best life.
Hey, man, let a nigga hold a stack when you get back.
But, you know, with the whole pandemic, everything kind of slowed down. So, but still, straightraw.com, Straight Raw Podcast. And, yeah, thank you guys for...
Where can people find you?
Oh, of course. Oh, you can follow
Jesus
me.
Jesus Christ. No jacket for you.
After all this work?
Yes.
Where can people find you?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shay, S-H-A-Y, _ B as in boy, A-E, 89.
Yes, sir.
Shay, don't forget the bae, though.
Yeah, she's a great follow. Make sure you follow her. And listen to Straight Raw.
No, people actually come up to me and say that. I'm like, you know, that really wasn't supposed to be a thing, but it's become a thing.
Yeah. So you gotta rock.
You gotta rock. Of course. You have to.
Ben, what song of the week?
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Andy Beats. Bambil Mapeye.
I snuck in all your words this week.
Yeah. I like this song.
Okay. This is where we're going.
If you don't dance to this shit, you ain't got no soul.
Hey.
Shit rocks so hard.
Hey.
Why? Despierte, chava, señorita. Sabe que el chude pingo capace su cachea. Ay, la doge dice bambil, mapeye, bambil, mapeye, bambil,
mapeye,
bambil. Hey, good. Mapeye, bambil, 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 map
Mamonti reggae, mamonti abo die.
La gonti bachata, mamonti afro. Mamonti reggae, mamonti abo die.
There you go.
Ou douce pa pale.